sometimes you just need a good instrumental to stir your soul. That was the Slow Can Ramblers with a track called Galilee off their album Coffee Creek. And before that, Jake Blunt and Mally Obomsawin from the album Symbiont, which is quite a notable release from this past year. If you're looking on the charting things, that was No Hiding Place, made famous, sourced. Jake Blunt is well known for taking black folk music and interpreting it in an uncharted sort of way through sound experimentation, which we definitely heard on that track. And as I said, that was sourced from Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers. And starting off that set, an interpretation of the Bill Monroe classic, Lord Protect My Soul, from Stash Wisloach. This is Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio. I'm Robin, and we are traveling through a gospel playlist for the program today. And we're going to hear from the Bluegrass Parkway from the album Country Blues. This is Beautiful Star here on Roots and Berries.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light to those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way.
train is bound for glory. This train, this train is bound for glory. This train, this train is bound for glory. Gonna make a home on a second story. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train, this train, don't allow no sinners. This train, this train, don't allow no sinners. No smooth talkers and midnight winners. Of this train, don't allow no sinners. This train,
from the album Negrass, a collection of original and traditional Negro spirituals, field hollers, and bluegrass music. It came up on this playlist because I had remembered that she medleyed This Train with Ezekiel and the Wheel, and I don't know if you got into the all of the aliens are taking over the world hubbub that's been in the news, social media, not necessarily the news lately, but some of the images that they were showing were very alike Ezekiel's wheel. And so I thought that that was an appropriate thing to play today. This is Roots and Berries, and I'm Robin, and I am here every Friday afternoon from noon to one, at which time I pass the mic to Connor, our music coordinator, to bring you Department Uno, a mix of new music that has been added to the CGSF music collection. So stay tuned for that in about 15 minutes, give or take. And, of course, all kinds of great programming to follow on campus and community radio, where every hour it's something new and different. So if you don't like what you hear, come back. And if you do like what you hear, keep tuned. We are traveling through a little bit of gospel music today. Obviously not the full canon of gospel music, because holy moly, there's a lot of it. But, you know, some of my favorite songs. And Wicked Path of Sin is in the running. We're going to hear a version that was done by the Bluegrass Breakdown to start off this set.
It's ringing.
The bell ringing with my friends, the ones with. I can hear you singing just inside those pearly gates.
It's ringing.
The bell ringing with my friends, the ones with. I can hear the angels singing just inside those pearly gates.
Ringing.
The bell ringing with my friends, love was way. I can hear the angels singing just inside those pearly gates. With my friends, loved ones, when I can hear the angels singing just inside those pearly
I'm knocking on your door.
salvation. His sweet voice was ours. I'm gone up yonder to answer the call. Oh, daughter, my daughter, no solemnness crave.
Doug and Jess Band. That album is called Slave to This World and has, I would say, the majority of it being gospel songs, gospel-ish. That was Knockin'. We are coming to the close of this all-gospel episode of Roots and Berries today. Just a quick reminder that this will be the final live program of the year. The station is closed to the public. Because of the building that we live in is closed to the public. And so you'll hear something pre-recorded next week for Roots and Berries. But I'll be back with a live version for you on the 3rd of January. And that just makes my head spin around. Perhaps it makes your head spin around, too. That we're on the brink of 2025 already. It just seems like I was learning how to write 2024 yesterday, and now I have to learn a different number. At any rate, I wish you a very blessed solstice and a peaceful and rejuvenating holiday season, whatever that means to you. And we'll wrap us up here with a Canadian quartet, the Foggy Hogtown Boys. And honestly, I think that's the first time ever where I've pronounced their name and haven't twisted all those syllables around. For some reason, it really trips me up a lot. This is from their album, The Golden West, Bluegrass Country and Old Time. And it is a fitting number, I think, called Life's Treasure.
When the sun comes up in the morning and I reach for my last day, in the morning light I hear the calling of loved ones far away. Their voices sing sweet reunion and guide me on that road that we all must walk when the time comes to shed life's heavy load.
Listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
So my guest tonight in KBCO Studio C, when he's not touring the world, is studying at Naropa, and I've really been looking forward to a discussion on Buddhism and the blues. But before we do that, yes. I was listening to an interview with you last night where you confessed to being a closet deadhead.
I am. I admit it. And God bless Robert Hunter. He just passed away.
Well, that leads me to my next question. With his recent passing, for those folks who may not quite get the Grateful Dead thing, right, why should they maybe go back and re-listen to some of the lyrics he wrote? Because let's face it, he wrote some of the most memorable songs in their catalog, mainly writing with Jerry Garcia. What is it about his songwriting that maybe people may have missed, you know, first time around, or just didn't understand?
I dig it, man. You know, and I don't want to shoot on anybody. You know, there's lots of wants and needs under the should, you know. Mm-hmm. That's Marshall Rosenberg, the guy who wrote Nonviolent Communication. Uh-huh. And this is what Robert Hunter was all about, was compassionate communication. He took that psychedelic experience and wrote it down for all of us.
You're tuned in.